your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
This is KMFM. It's 1 o'clock. Here's the update now with Kieran Corr.
World leaders are meeting in Paris to try and prevent global temperatures rising to dangerous levels. It's the most ambitious summit on climate change ever seen, but not all countries agree on how to cut carbon dioxide levels. Prince Charles and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon have urged leaders to work together. Barack Obama has painted a bleak picture of the world if we don't act.
Submerged countries, abandoned cities, fields that no longer grow. Political disruptions that trigger new conflict, and even more floods of desperate peoples seeking the sanctuary of nations not their own.
Environmentalist Jay Day led a march through Canterbury yesterday to raise awareness of the issue. He says saving the planet could bring us together.
This can really unite us at the moment. I think, you know, there's been horrible events and seeking to divide us, make us turn on ourselves, and we actually need to unite together at the moment, and that's, you know, these talks being in Paris, I think it's quite poignant. It really, really matters we make a deal here for, you know, mankind's future.
KMFM News.
Firefighters say they still don't know what caused a massive fire in Rootham overnight. At its height, more than 40 firefighters were needed to tackle the flames at garages and workshops on the Tower Industrial Estate. KMFM's reporter Alan Smith's been at the scene.
The owner tells me today that he's devastated. He owns it with a partner and four members of staff. They're all wondering where they're going to be working now.
A teenage boy's died in hospital after being hit by a car in Thanet. 14-year-old Charlie Richardson was knocked down on Westgate Bay Avenue near the Beach Road Junction in Westgate on Friday evening. Flowers have been left at the scene and hundreds of people have joined a Facebook group set up in his memory. A special assembly is also taking place at King Ethelbert School, where he was a pupil. A man and two teenagers have been arrested by police investigating a fatal crash in North Kent. A 56-year-old man died after the Ford KA he'd been driving was involved in a collision with a 4x4 in US Green on Saturday. A 17-year-old boy from Swanley and a 16-year-old boy and 26-year-old man from Dartford have been bailed until January after being held on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. A former Kent Primary School head teacher has admitted making hundreds of indecent images of children. Tim Watson, who used to be in charge of Cliffwoods Primary, pleaded guilty to making more than 800 images over a 15-year period. The 55-year-old, who now lives in Nottingham, resigned from the school in August and will be sentenced in January. MPs say it's time for a radical overhaul of the way the government tackles obesity. The Health Select Committee is calling for measures including a ban on junk food ads before the watershed and graphic warnings on sugary drink bottles. Current rules on TV advertising only restrict what food ads can be shown during children's programmes. Nutritionist Kawtha Hashem from Action on Sugar says that doesn't go far enough.
Similar to how we don't have advertisement for cigarettes, we need to not have these products advertised during any programme that children could potentially be watching.
And a new college at the Uni of Kent, named after a famous World War II codebreaker, has been officially opened. Alan Turing was recently portrayed in movie The Imitation Game by Benedict Cumberbatch. The facility at the Uni of Kent campus at Canterbury has room for 800 students. Sir John Dermot Turing is Alan's nephew.
He was always very sort of strongly associated with his own college at Cambridge. And so I think the support for the sort of student community, I'm absolutely sure he would have felt very positive about that.
KMFM Sport.
In cricket, England will be looking to secure a T20 series whitewash over Pakistan in the United Arab Emirates later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Kent Sam Billings is part of the squad who are 2-0 up going into today's final game in Sharjah. England also won the one-day international series against the same opponents. The game's due to get underway at 4 o'clock our time. Elsewhere, Andy Murray says Great Britain's Davis Cup tennis captain Leon Smith deserves praise for inspiring the team's first victory in the competition in 79 years, but it was the world number two who sealed the win over Belgium by beating David Goffin. Murray joked that the whole GB team should get a knighthood.
Everyone deserves one. No, I think Leon and his team are responsible for getting us to play at this or that level so consistently, and deserve a lot of credit for that.
And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos have continued their unbeaten run in the league. They were 3-1 winners over Solent Devils at the ice rink in Gillingham last night. It means they've only lost once in their past 9 games in South Division 1.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.